me in the studio right now in this Christmas spirit is our mayor, Greg Williamson. Greg, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Morning, Rach. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Now, can you tell us where the fires are up to and what roads are still closed and opened and all that sort of stuff?
Look, you can get all of that information on our dashboard, but give you a brief synopsis. I mean, we've still got fires burning in our area. Okay, we got a little bit of rain last night. Not much, but a little bit of rain. And that has eased it off a little bit. So the weather conditions right now are pretty good, and they're getting better as the week goes on. So that sort of starts to alleviate the fire risk. Doesn't mean to say we can become complacent about it. There's no real road closures in our district at the moment. And we've got, you know, we've still got a watch on about five major fire fronts, but it's got a lot better. And today's going to be a pretty good day. In fact, we'll be probably looking at whether we keep the local disaster control centre stood up at the end of today. See what it brings. But, you know, that's what it's looking like at the moment. So, fantastic.
Great.
More rain forecast. And we're not going to get anything out of that cyclone. That's way, way, way too far out to sea. But and it's not going to be a cyclone by the end of today. So,
right, okay.
But look, I mean, what it might do is bring some, you know, better weather conditions to the coast of Queensland and particularly to our coast. But the heat wave goes completely, and by the end of today, there's no heat wave now anywhere except around the Cairns area and the northern part of Australia, and that's going to be the remainder for the rest of the week. So really, look, it's a pretty good outlook at the moment. Five fires we're keeping an eye on, and no real road closures. But jump on the council's website. The dashboard is still active, so if you want to know anything about what's happening, that's where you should go. Some interesting little facts yesterday after we have a hookup at the end of every day with the Premier and the State Disaster Control Centre. There's been an abnormal number, a high number of snake bites in Queensland.
Wow, okay.
As the snakes are being dislodged from their normal environment.
Right.
And they're out and about. And so just be careful of that.
Sure.
That's a byproduct of the fires throughout Queensland, particularly in our areas. And the other thing is bats.
Okay.
Now, obviously, the weather's changed a bit now, and they probably won't be falling out of the trees so much. But over the last few days, particularly in Townsville and Cairns, bats have been falling out of the trees because of the high heat.
Right.
And people picking up the bats are being scratched, and of course, bats carry all sorts of terrible diseases. So the idea is that you do not pick a bat up if it's on the ground. Get a long-handled shovel if you need to dispose of it, but don't even touch it because they can even have a response of clawing onto you as soon as you pick it up.
They're dropping out because they're hot themselves.
The heat's just overcoming a lot of the bat colonies throughout, particularly in the north.
Yeah.
We haven't seen so much of it here, but it's a good idea to be aware
of
that. But all the rest of it, most of the roads are open. So look, we're looking forward to a much quieter day today.
Fantastic, Greg. Thanks for coming in again.
Thanks, Rach. Good to talk to you.